Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Brad Karsh and Courtney Templin, co-authors of a great new book entitled Manager 3.0, A Millennial's Guide to Rewriting the Rules of Management, published by AMACOM, a division of the American Management Association, are my guests on today's Edgewise. Brad Karsh is president and founder of JB Training Solutions and JobBound, companies dedicated to helping professionals succeed. A workplace and generational expert, he's appeared on CNN, Dr. Phil, and CNBC, and he's been quoted in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and USA Today. Courtney Templin is the chief operating officer at JB Training Solutions, and we're in luck, she's a millennial herself. She sits on the board of the Chicago Society of Human Resource Management, where she leads the Emerging Leaders Initiative. Welcome both of you to Edgewise today.
Thanks so much.
Okay, I'm going to jump right in here. Brad, what's different about millennial managers? How are they doing things different than Gen Xers and baby boomers?
Sure, and it's, I think, a pretty interesting topic because what we have now is millennials, those of whom were born between 1981 and 2000. Many of them are entering management ranks. So as they turn 32, they hit their young 30s, they're taking over management roles that traditionally were reserved for Gen Xers and boomers. And what they're doing is they're looking at these roles very differently than other generations did. One of the things that we talk about is the notion of tearing down the corporate ladder. Now, that might be an interesting visual to think about, but let me sort of explain to you what I mean by that. And fundamentally, when we think about a corporate ladder, we think about something that is rung by rung, up or down, and only one person can go up there at a time. And millennials think about management, they think about leadership, they think about their careers very, very differently. For them, it's not about up or out. It's not about going in one direction. It's more, we talk about it as sort of like a career lattice or career scaffolding. You may go up for a little while. You may move over laterally for a little bit, maybe even drop down a few steps. You might be on that scaffold with a few different people at the same time. But it's about meaningful work. It's about feeling valued at your company. And it's about sharing those things with the people that you are indeed managing, very different from previous generations. So that's one of the things we talk about. Another one is this whole notion of breaking down the walls. Literally, there are many, many more offices. If you think about some of the millennial-dominated companies like your Facebooks and your Googles and your Groupons, they're mostly all open office spaces. There aren't these big walls, big mahogany desks. But also breaking down the walls in the sense of much more multicultural, looking what we call out for information as opposed to up for information. And this sort of ties into that corporate ladder thing I just talked about, that whole idea that it isn't just management. It isn't just senior leaders that have the answers. When we think about a world dominated by Wikipedia and Google, information is out there. Go ahead and grab it. It's not just necessarily contained by those in management. And those are a couple things we talk about as it relates to how millennial managers fundamentally are pretty different from other generations.
And Courtney, you're a member of this new generation in the workforce here. Millennials, and we see that an awful lot on other podcasts and webcast programs that we do here at the AMA, millennials often get a really bad rap, just like Gen X did, you know, 20 years ago. Now, what strengths do millennials bring to the table as managers?
Yes, we can get a bad rap sometimes, but there are quite a few strengths that we're bringing to the table, and I think there are four that really stand out. So the first is that we are so collaborative. We love working together in groups, in teams, really connecting with people, passions, and purpose. So we're all about working together. That's our first one. The second is millennials, we're very good with change. So we grew up with it. We grew up with every month, 3 months, 6 months, our phones are changing. We have to adapt and go with the flow. With Generation X and boomers, they had the rotary phone. It was years they didn't have to go through that change. And then third is tech savvy. That goes along with the good with change, but technology is just changing at a very rapid pace, and we're able to adjust and go along with that. And then finally, millennials, we love to build up our people. We're very empowering. We're all about the development of our teams. So we talked to hundreds, thousands of millennials, and what they were saying is, I want to be known for empowering individuals, helping my people find their passions, getting people to see what they don't even see in themselves. So it's collaborative, we're good with change, tech savvy, and really building up our people.
Brad, what is the biggest opportunity for millennial managers?
Well, you know, there are a few things that we talk about that are really important for them. But if I had to single out one, to me it would be the whole notion of thinking about delivering and being effective with feedback. And what we found, Courtney just talked about how millennials are very collaborative. They like to think in team areas. They focus on working together very, very well, which is a fantastic trait to have. But we also find that they sometimes, because of this collaborative notion, they sometimes have difficulty giving constructive feedback to people that they're working with. They're worried about hurting their feelings, or they're worried that they won't take it well. And to be honest, a lot of generations have this issue, but I think millennials have more of it than other ones. And the fact of the matter is, it's really important for you to be effective as a manager to be good with delivering honest feedback. So we talk about how they need to think about delivering feedback a couple different ways. It's day-to-day feedback. When something isn't going well, talk about it right away. It's informal, regularly scheduled feedback. That's the second way we talk about it. So sitting down with people of your team once a month and saying, hey, here's what's going great. Here's some things you need to work on. And then, of course, an annual review. And one of the things we talk about is how if you deliver feedback, constructive feedback, more frequently, and if you do it on a regular basis, it becomes less difficult both for you as the manager, very importantly, but also for the person receiving it. It becomes natural. It becomes normal. It's a course of the day and the work life, and it isn't something that brings all this attention to it. So to us, the biggest opportunity for millennials is getting really good at delivering constructive feedback.
Okay. Courtney, help me out here. What should senior managers and executives keep in mind about millennial managers?
We are not pure evil. So our mantra at JB Training Solutions is that when it comes to the generations, no generation is better, no generation is worse. We're just different. And we'd like for senior managers to keep in mind that millennials, we were just raised differently, and we may manage, lead, and work very differently. And I am always reminded of this quote by a 60-something employee. And this individual said, "We want what they want. We just felt we couldn't ask. Herein lies the truth. What young workers want isn't so different than what everyone else wants. However, young workers are asking for it." So millennials, our generation, we're not afraid to ask and shake things up a bit. So on a whole, we would just ask that senior managers are open, they're flexible to our new ways of leading, and that they really help us millennial managers bridge that gap.
Brad, what should millennials know as they step into management roles?
You know, it's interesting because of some of the things we've talked about. They are a different generation. They think about management differently. They think about their role differently. And I have a couple pieces of advice for millennials as they enter these new management roles. So the first would be understanding the difference between individual contributor and a manager. How you go from doing the work to leading, managing, and guiding the work. And one of the things that's difficult for a generation like millennials is their success is largely, their entire life has been predicated on what they themselves have done. Think about college. You get grades based on what you do. As an individual contributor at a company, it's based on what you do. And now there's this big step to it's what I do as I lead my team. So even if I'm great at getting work done, if I'm not leading my team effectively, if the people working for me aren't being effective, then therefore I as a leader am not being effective. That is a difficult transition to make, especially for newer managers, and especially for the millennial generation that's grown up very differently. We talk in the book a little bit about what we call the leaderless team and how many millennials, while they worked a lot on teams, there was no, if you will, leader. I'm a Gen Xer. I work with a lot of baby boomers. We always had a leader, right? Whenever you had a team, there was a leader, and there were those who fell into place. Millennials grew up with leaderless teams. Yes, a lot of teamwork, but nobody identified as the clear person managing that assignment. So making that is really, really important, making that transition. Second piece of advice, watch out for what I call a sense of entitlement. And it's interesting. We do lots and lots of workshops for generations on how to work together more effectively. And the biggest single beef that I hear about millennials is that they have a sense of entitlement, an inflated sense of entitlement. And I think to some extent they do. A lot of generations, you talked earlier about Gen X, a lot of generations come into the workplace with a little bit of a sense of entitlement. And instead, I encourage millennials to think, instead of what is the company going to do for me, it's more like, you know, what can I do for my team and what can I do for the company? If we harken back to John F. Kennedy and his speech about country, it's very similar. What can I do for this company? What can I do for this team? Which is certainly less of a sense of entitlement, if you will, than what we traditionally think millennials may have. And then finally, really what we call connect to your team. And we talk about a few different things that millennials should be doing, communicating more effectively, owning projects, navigating, negotiating, engaging, collaborating, and teaching. And these are sort of the things, it's a lot of them, but these are the things that millennials need to be thinking about as they step into management roles today.
We've been speaking to Brad Karsh and Courtney Templin, co-authors of a great book entitled Manager 3.0, A Millennial's Guide to Rewriting the Rules of Management. Thank you, Brad, and thank you, Courtney, for being with us today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
We have a special gift for our loyal Edgewise listeners, a free copy of an ebook entitled AMA Business Bootcamp. In it, we have assembled the most critical must-have skills for managers and leaders. To download your copy, simply visit our website, amanet.org/bootcamp. That's amanet.org/BOOTCAMP. This free download will be available until November 1st, 2013, so get your copy now.
Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.